Stupidity has been presented by ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Welcome to a journey inside the soul of one of sports media's brightest minds. A profoundly nuanced odyssey called Stupidity. Hosted by the incomparable Stu Gotts, a man I consider a personal hero, an icon of the industry. I want to make no bones about it. There is no Mike Greenberg today without the sensational Stu Gotts providing me the inspiration to chase my dream and challenge myself to be just half as brilliant as he is. Allow me, Mike Greenberg, a man who would probably today be doing traffic in Sioux Falls without Stu Gotts' influence, to welcome you to a truly transcendent sonic experience. This is Stupidity.
Welcome into another episode of Stupidity, the biggest podcast in the world. Subscribe, rate, and review. Unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. You have made us bigger than Oprah. We appreciate it. Stanzik episode 35, man. 35th episode, and this is the crankiest episode yet.
I know. I'm nervous around you, and by around you, I'm still thousands of miles away from you, but I can feel the anger in your voice.
Listen, a couple of things going on. Number one, it's Yom Kippur. Okay. We are taping this at 3:45 on Wednesday. I'm supposed to be off today. I am supposed to be atoning for my sins. That usually takes like a month. Okay. I mean, that's what I'm supposed to be doing today. And yet here I am sinning, working, using electronics, speaking into a microphone, talking to you. These are all things I'm not supposed to be doing today. Yet here we are. And so I'm mad about that. And I'm also mad because we have been blown off. Three consecutive weeks now, because there is so much going on with New York sports. You have the Yankees in the playoffs, ALCS. You have the Mets looking for a new manager. You have the Jets. You have Danny Dimes. You got people wanting to fire Adam Gase, my friend. So the guy who should be firing him is me, and yet I'm not doing it because I'm friends with him.
The Knicks season's about to start.
Yeah. Oh, how about that?
KD taking shots at the Knicks. KD, what a fraud.
That guy. I mean, seriously.
Jeez.
The young guys don't think it's cool to be a
Please.
Nick. Yeah, let me tell you. Have you asked the young guys what they think about you?
Yeah, and the Nets. When was the last time they were relevant? 2003? Great.
So anyway, I'm upset because there's so much going on in New York, and I do a Chris Russo, and Frank Isola, the Iceman, does a Mike Francesa, and we did it on the podcast. It was fantastic. And so we had it all set up to do today, and for the third consecutive week, Frank Isola has blown us off.
I guess you could say he froze us out.
The Iceman. George Gervin. I don't know why I went there.
Me either.
It's a Tourette's. I'm so tempted to go to athletes that can
I know you are.
I'm not going to do it, though. I'm not going to do it. So those
Eric
are the
Snow.
Reasons. Oh, my God. That is so. I'm going to do it. I am going to. Did you just say Eric Snow?
Yeah.
I mean, are we done after. Wait, so I was doing athletes that connote things that you find in your freezer. You have expanded it out to winter. With Eric Snow. I mean, that's what you did there. There's snow in your freezer, is there?
Sometimes there's snow. Yeah, sure.
Where like the ice builds up.
Yeah.
And a little snow around the.
Yeah, a little frosty rucker.
Oh, they, wow. Wow. Also, athletes that connote things you can buy at Wendy's. A whole new game. Irving Fryer. Stupidity. So are we doing snow or freezer?
I'm not sure what we're doing anymore.
Winter or freezer? Jonathan Winters. How about that?
January Jones.
Oh, wow. I was going to say June Jones, but that's summer. Yeah. Save that. Put that away for the summer, okay? Athletes that can have the summertime, okay? Put June Jones away. You make sure you put it away. And Mark May.
Okay.
So back to winter.
Yeah. back to Tex winter.
Oh, wow. I mean, wow.
We're back.
You just ended it.
Yeah.
We're back. You just ended it, but you knocked out the entire season.
That's it.
That's a good job out of you. Anyone named Skis out there?
There was a Syracuse player named Rakeem Christmas.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah, true
God,
story.
That is amazing. Mm-hmm. How about Tree Rollins? Old Christmas Tree Rollins. Now you've got me. I mean, yeah. Okay, you know what? I'm in a good mood now.
It's all
eating.
Took, huh?
I feel like I'm eating finally. It's like food, this game to me. Holy shit. Anyone named Sleet?
Fred Van Vliet.
Oh, Fred Van Sleet.
Yeah.
Anyone named Scarf Jacket?
Ooh.
Oh, my gloves. The glove, Gary Payton. I tell you, you just keep talking and things happen, Stanton.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. So anyway, Isola has blown me off. I'm hungry. It's Yom Kippur. I can't eat for another two and a half hours here. So I am just cranky as hell today, Stanton. I am sorry.
So, Stu, you're telling me you went to temple and rattled off your sins to a rabbi?
Yeah, I went to Kol Nidre services last night. I did go to temple. I did not rattle off my sins to a rabbi. I was planning on doing that here.
Wait, what?
You're my rabbi.
I am?
Rabbi Stamwitz. I have a much better shot at this rabbi forgiving me than the rabbi I actually go to at my temple, okay?
This might be the longest podcast ever. What do you got?
Are you rolling?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Have you said it for 3 days? All right, Rabbi Stanwitz. Showing up to the women's lacrosse final four minutes before the game started. I was calling that game. Illegally parking my car to make that game. Being underdressed for the game. Forgetting that Brinkley guy's name. Being envious of everyone who makes more money than me. Constantly wanting more. Sioux Falls. That whole New York show we did. Appearing on the jump for 10 minutes to get a free week in California with my family. I don't remember any of it, but everything I did at the Grateful Dead shows. Putting my friendship with the Jets coach ahead of my job. Not paying off grid of death punishments. Once again, not donating to Boog's charity. Once again, not showing up to Boog's charity softball game. Cheating at golf. Not going to Chris's wedding. Never giving Chris a present. Not knowing Chris's wife's name. Not knowing Chris's baby's name. Not getting the baby a gift. Not going to Billy's wedding. Giving Billy a gift, but it was an unsigned check. Not knowing Billy's wife's name. Bringing Diana Rossini in the podcast only to have PFT on. For encouraging others to hop aboard something called the van wagon. For pissing Phil Sims off so much that he wanted to punch his son in the face. For lying every time I watched the game. I told the audience I watched the game. I never did. Blaming Roy for misreading sports centers. Stealing the money out of the fine bucket to pay my rent. Ripping a woman in the cloth.
I'm sorry, who?
Sister Jean, Rabbi. For all the f***ing cursing on this podcast. And the magician.
It's a hell of a year.
Speaking of hell, Art Briles. Listen, you were right when you said hell of a year. And I need to know if you're going to forgive me for each and every one of these sins, Rabbi. Rabbi, listen to me. Pair of Super Bowl tickets. And a parking pass.
You got a lot of chutzpah.
So, Rabbi, how do we deal? So I'm forgiven. I'm assuming I'm forgiven.
Yeah, I guess. Super Bowl, absolved? Right? Is that the word? You're absolved of your sins?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, listen, you're the fucking rabbi. I'm not. Now I'm cursing at a rabbi. And forgive me for that. Okay? Next year. All right? So, listen, you have two Super Bowl tickets and a parking pass, and I am free of all my sins from the past year. Good?
Good.
Good. All right. So how do we deal with future sins?
What do you mean?
Because I'm about to cheat on my wife and Dan Le Batard with Tony Baselli. As most of us have found out, the hard way, getting into debt is easy. Getting out, very, very hard, especially if your FICO score isn't great. Thankfully now, there's Upstart.com, the revolutionary lending platform that knows your more than just your credit score and offers smarter interest rates to help you pay off high interest rate credit card debt. Upstart goes beyond the traditional FICO scores when assessing your credit worthiness. They actually reward you based on your education and job history in the form of a smarter interest rate. Upstart makes it fast, simple, and easy to check your rate in just a few minutes without affecting your credit score. That's a very important part right there. The best part, once the loan is approved, most people get their funds the very next business day. The next day, over 200,000 people have used Upstart to pay off credit cards, student loans, fund their wedding, or to make a large purchase. Free yourself from the burden of high interest credit card debt by consolidating everything into one monthly payment with Upstart. See why Upstart is ranked number one in their category with over 300 businesses on Trustpilot, and hurry to upstart.com/Stu to find out how low your Upstart rate is. Checking your rate only takes a few minutes and won't affect your credit. That's upstart.com/Stu. Do it today. upstart.com/stew. Stanzik, the fact that this man is not in the Hall of Fame is a travesty. It really is. And we have to do something about it. I've been vowing to do something about it for years, and I haven't done anything about it except talk to Tony about doing something about it.
It's my favorite every year. I'm going to do something about it.
Tony, does it bother you that you're in the Jaguars Pride and they don't call it the Jaguars Hall of Fame or Ring of Honor? It's just the Pride of the Jaguars?
Oh, I don't care. I think it's cool. It's different.
Sounds pretty lame.
The best part of it was because I was the first one up there.
Yes.
They just called me the Pride.
Yeah.
That's my nickname. So the Pride.
That's a pretty good name, Stanzik.
The Pride. That's good.
I like it.
The Pride.
Yeah, yes. The Pride.
Did you have any other nicknames growing up or at USC?
Tebow. Yeah, nothing cool.
Yeah, I mean, Tebow, yeah, you got ruined once Timmy Tebow came along, huh?
Yeah, he kind of took over.
Yeah.
Which I disagree with, and I don't think I'm a bigger deal than he is, but he kind of stole that for me.
I got to tell you, you did a marvelous job with your name. I didn't realize this till just now. Your real first name is Don, is that correct?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Don, how about this? You know what my real name that is on my passport is Don B. Anthony Bocelli Jr.
But what I'm telling you is Tony Bocelli sounds like the greatest left tackle of all time. Don Bocelli sounds like a guy, like a door-to-door salesman. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's like an accountant. I have a cousin who's Don Bocelli. He's an accountant.
Do you really?
Yeah, I really do.
The CPA firm of Don Bocelli.
Yeah, I mean, like Don Bocelli, you're like a CPA sales guy. You know, you're not a left tackle.
Right, but Stanzik, if I'm a rogue scout, Stanzik, and you're a GM in the NFL, and I call you and I say, hey, I'm on this field in the middle of California with the greatest left tackle I've ever seen. His name is Don Bocelli. You're going to hang up the phone on me, right?
Of course.
But if I call you and tell you it's Tony Bocelli, you're f***ing signing him sight unseen, right?
Of course.
I mean, Tony, it's a good job on you.
Sounds like someone that ate a lot of pasta growing up.
Yeah, it was good. You know, Stanley, I forgot. You know what my greatest nickname ever? I can't believe I forgot this. You know what I was called growing up is Little Tony.
Whoa.
Because my dad was Tony Bocelli Sr.
Right.
I'm Little Tony. To this day, if I go home to Colorado where my dad lives and all my cousins and brothers and sisters, if I go home, I'm still Little Tony. I'm 6'7", 300 plus. I'm like, I don't even weigh myself anymore because I don't really want to know how fat I am. But my dad is 6'1", 180.
What's your dad's name?
Big Tony.
Yeah, Big Tony. They call him Big Tony. I'm Little Tony.
That is amazing.
Isn't that crazy?
I love that. Big Tony. Listen, there's a couple of things here I want to address. First off, Lebatard's on his honeymoon. He's having a honeymoon before his wedding, which is f***ing weird. We'll get to that in a second.
Lebatard's getting married? That's scary. That's
yeah, well, no. Go ahead, Tony. The floor is yours. Yes, he is 50 years old and decided now is the right time to get married. But
I mean, at 50, yeah. he's like, it's too late. Like, you've missed your window. Just move on. Just stay where you're at. It's like, that's ridiculous. That's the most ridiculous thing ever. And he's not going to have kids, right? That should not happen.
Oh, I don't know. But I've told him, hey, if you've gone 50 years without a wife, what's the point of having one now? But more importantly, what I've told him also is if you've gone 50 years and figure 52 by the time they kind of think of, if you're going to be 52 years old without a kid, what's the point of having a kid now? By the time that kid goes to college, you're 72.
Yeah, don't do it to the kid because the kid is at Little League and has the dad that looks like grandpa. That's not cool.
Right. Stanzik, it's Lebatard coming up and walking up in a cane watching his son play. Right.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you can't do that. I mean, that's not. And my guess is, like, I don't know Dan very well at all. I mean, just on the show and stuff. But at 50, like, he seems like a pretty selfish, like, it's all about Dan, dude. I mean, is this going to work? Getting married? Like, Stu, you've been married for a long time. You know, it's like, that's not an easy gig. I mean, it can't be a little give and take there. Does Dan know what he's getting into?
No, is the answer to that. He has no idea. And I was making the joke with Stanzik one day that, you know, our show is the Dan. And by the way, Tony calls into our show all the time. He is a fan of the show. He does not know Dan, but he knows him kind of through the radio, and they have a very contentious relationship. But I was telling Stanzik,
because he's always preaching about, like, the evils of football as he does this whole show and has made a living on the game, and then he wants to tell me how bad it is.
I think you should deliver his best man speech.
Dude, the worst is, though, honestly, you get sucked in. Sometimes I'm listening, and all of a sudden, Stu, like, acts like he cares about the players and is worried about them. I'm like, Stu, who are you fooling? Like, you're worried about the parlay. Did they hit the over? I mean, come on. You're not worried about whether this guy's going to be able to, you know, walk when he in 10 years or, you know, drinking his meals out of a straw. I mean, you're not worried about that. Come on.
You are on to me, Vasily. I'm telling you. This moral conundrum that Dan talks about, it sounds good. I'm trying to show people my sensitive side, Tony.
First of all, there's no moral conundrum. Guys get paid millions of dollars to play a game. There's no moral conundrum. The moral conundrum is the teacher making minimum wage working right in the inner city. That's the moral conundrum.
Pay the teachers.
Pay the teachers, Tony. I mean, that's it. But listen, I've had withdrawal because, listen, I like to do a lot of work with with big fat guys, and so you're the replacement this week.
Perfect. I love it. Yes. I love it.
We are wondering how a guy nicknamed Pride.
It's actually The Pride. I mean, that's,
yes.
Okay, Pride works. I'll go with Pride.
The Pride with us here on Stupidity, Don Anthony Vasily Jr.
Stu, you got to get it right. It's Don, literally, I'll tell you a story. It's Don B. Anthony Vasily Jr. I didn't know B was in my name. And so about 3 years ago when I lost my passport and went to get it renewed, and I sent my birth certificate in, and they said, no, your name is Don B. Anthony. I said, no, it's not. It's Don Anthony. I called my mom. I said, where did this B came from? Well, your dad snuck it in there. No, we didn't really tell you, but yeah, that's your name.
What does the B stand for? Is this like a Susan B. Anthony type deal?
Badass.
Well, that's a great answer. I like to say badass, but it actually stands for Bosco. I don't know where it came from. I don't know what it means and why it's there. Right. No one will tell me. So really, my name, which is ridiculous, Don Bosco Anthony Vasily Jr. My wife, kids all make fun of me because I did not know this literally until 3 years ago.
I mean, Stanzik, when you think Bosco, I think Robbie Bosco. That's the only guy.
Oh, I think, wasn't that the password, Costanza's bank password in Seinfeld?
Oh, maybe it was.
Maybe it was. That's a good call.
That's pretty good. But we're wondering here how the Pride, the greatest Jaguar of all time, I mean, we put a request in to get Minshew on with you, okay? And the Jaguar, well, Stanzik, you go ahead and you tell the story.
Yeah, Tony, I mean.
I saw the email. I was like, what?
Yeah, I basically kissed your ass eight times over in an email and said, hey, can we have Gardner Minshew on? And they laughed at me and didn't respond. I had to follow up, and they're like, no, no thanks, sorry. He won't be joining you this week.
Let me tell you what happened. I knew it, too. Right. They lost.
Yeah, but I still thought you had some pull around there. You're the pride.
But before Tony explains what happens, I got to tell you, Stanzik and I on Sunday, we have never rooted for the Jaguars harder than we did that Sunday, okay?
And we would have had them. I guarantee it. We would have had them. But, you know, here's the deal with the Jags are doing with this kid. They're trying to protect him because it's gone crazy. I mean, this whole Minshew mania, the mustache, the jockstrap, I mean, it's out of control. The kid's a rookie. And they've communicated, like, listen, we're trying to protect him. We don't want him doing too much stuff out there. I think if he would have won, it would have been a different story. They got beat. You got the whole Jalen Ramsey. They circled the wagons down there. And so I knew it was a long shot, even with me asking. But I thought if we would have won, we would have got it done.
All right, so we'll have to do this again after.
I'll say this. I think I bet you this. If he keeps on going and they keep on playing well, I'll get him before the end of the year.
All right, so we'll have to do it after a win if he keeps playing well. Yeah. I mean, what happens when Foles comes back? I'm interested. Like, what happens there? What should happen there, in your opinion?
It depends what happens the next 4 weeks. So we have four more games before Foles comes back after the bye, or when he's eligible to come back because of the injury reserve. If they go 3-1, you got to keep Minshew in there. It'll be 5-4. The team loves him. The kid makes plays. I think you got to stick with him and make Foles the highest paid backup ever in the history of the world at $24 million a year. And I think they're going to. I mean, they got the Saints this week. 50-50 coin flip. It's down here. The Saints, you know, they've cashed in a lot of chips with the backup quarterback. They got to lose one sooner or later. You win that one, you got the Bengals and your awful Jets, you got. And, you win. Next thing you know, you're right there. I don't think you can bench him at that. You can't bring Foles back in if the kid's like 5-4, 6-3, whatever it is.
Vasily, listen, you're ultimate team guy. Like, how pissed are you at Jalen Ramsey? You have to come on. You have to be pissed at Jalen Ramsey.
Stu, I'll tell you what I said when it happened, when he had the altercation with Marone on the sidelines. The team didn't do anything. I said the team was wrong. They should have suspended his ass. Wow. I would have suspended him. You can't be doing that stuff. Come on. Right. And then if you don't suspend him, he plays fine. I love the owner. The owner's like, we're not trading him. I wouldn't trade him. What are you, like, every guy who doesn't like playing in Jacksonville wants to get traded? Like, okay, we'll trade you? Tough. Tough crap. You're not getting traded. We're not trading you.
Right.
I mean, it's ridiculous. And the biggest kick in the balls was, Now, these guys today don't care because I came from a different era. Like, social media and all this stuff is ridiculous. But the kick in the balls for me is he's in Houston seeing a doctor or whatever for this back injury and takes a picture with Deshaun Watson, puts it on Instagram. I mean, what's this?
Yep.
I mean, that's the enemy. That would have never happened. I mean, so that stuff, it's too much. I've said all along, I would tell him, like, this is the deal. We own your rights. You're playing for us. If you're going to be a pain in the ass, we're going to just sit you on the sidelines, not pay you. We'll do whatever. We can play this game with you as long as you want to play because we have your rights. And I think that's what they're going to do. The owner is like, listen, we're not going to trade you. Right. Because you want to be traded? You kidding me? I want a lot of things, too. I don't get it.
Fair to say Jalen Ramsey not going to be pride of the Jaguars? I
mean, yeah, I don't think he's getting put in the pride anytime soon. He's a damn good player, though, man.
Yeah,
that's the reason. You want to trade such a good player. Right. Yeah, you know, it's funny, Stu. Like, half the fans, they'll love him. Like, they're on his side. In today's era, it's like the millennials. They love right. it. It's like, yeah, power to them. You know, Instagram and, you know, social media, let them go. Like,
you f***ing hate millennials, don't you? You hate them, don't you?
I have them in my house. I birthed them. I got two boys at 22 and 20. They drive me crazy. I want to strangle them every day.
You were a father 32 years before Levitard.
Yeah, seriously, I'm way ahead of Levitard.
All right, let's talk about ZipRecruiter for a minute here. Hiring can be a slow process. Cafe Altura's COO, Dylan Miskowitz, needed to hire a director of coffee for his organic coffee company, but he was having trouble finding qualified candidates. So he switched to ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its technology identifies people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job so you get qualified candidates fast. Dylan posted a job on ZipRecruiter and said he was impressed by how quickly he had great candidates apply. He also used ZipRecruiter's candidate rating feature to filter his applicants so he could focus on the most relevant ones. And that's how Dylan found his new director of coffee in just a few days. With results like that, it's no wonder 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See why ZipRecruiter is so effective for businesses of all sizes? Try ZipRecruiter for free at our web address, ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. That's ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod, StuPod. ZipRecruiter.com/StuPod. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. All right, Tony, I need you to tell Stanzik the Jason Taylor story. I already know it. It's great. I'm going to enjoy it for the second time, but I need Stanzik to hear the Jason Taylor story.
So Jason's like his second or third year, playing on Monday night. They're good. We're good. You know, he's a good pass rusher, but he runs his mouth too much back then. He's a young guy. So we're getting ready to play the game, and I, like, open up the paper, and it's Jason Taylor running his mouth about me, like what he's going to do to me and beat me and all this stuff. And so that's bad because that sets a whole, like – thing, like, it's a domino effect, like all these things go into motion because of him opening his mouth. Like, one is, now my teammates are going to be giving me crap. Now the coaches are saying stuff. I got to come home and have my wife say, hey, did you see what Jason Taylor said? Of course I saw it. I mean, that's all I hear about. And at this point, I know it's like, because it's Monday Night Football, it's going to be a story of Monday Night Football. So I'm going into the game and I'm like, this is going to be one of those nights where I'm going to try to kill him. And I'm going to, like, physically – it's not just for me at this point about blocking him. It's about killing him. It's about making a statement.
Right.
And, like you don't do this because I would never – to me, it's disrespectful. Like, I would never do that to another player. But he did it. Right. And he was young. Yep. And so for that game, I, like, literally tried to physically harm Jason Taylor. And he didn't – I don't know if he even had a tackle. I know – like, he didn't even know what Mark Brunell looked like because he didn't get close enough. And here's the scary part for me. I knew it was going to be hard because he's such a great player. He's a Hall of Famer. He's a great player.
Yeah.
And it actually ended up hurting me a little bit. He had a 15-yarder. And I just saw this highlight, like, 3 weeks ago. The funny thing is like, I block him. I throw him to the ground. And because I'm, like, a raged maniac, I dive on him and, like, try to spear him as he's on the ground. Which today, you'd probably get thrown out of the game. And there was just a 15-yard penalty. But, yeah. So just, and then the famous, at the end of the game, the famous, at least up here, because I show it all the time, is we throw a deep ball. It's a close game back and forth. They were really good.
Stanzik, this is the f***ing best right here, okay? Go ahead.
We throw a deep ball. I just blocked Jason. And he literally, Stu, when I say he ran his mouth, I was blocking him and killing him, and he's running his mouth. And Jason is a smart dude. So it wasn't like MF, you know, just cursing me out. He's putting whole sentences together about, like, coming after me. And I'm looking at him like, what are you doing, dude? I'm blocking you, and you're still talking. And so I was getting more and more riled up. So we throw the bomb. I block him. We scored, and I turn around and start backpedaling and start giving him two hands, like, come on, keep up. Come on, come with me, waving him down the field to let him know, like, he needs to come get some more of this because we just scored.
That stands. Imagine this man, 6'7", 315 pounds, okay, Don Buscelli, f***ing chugging down the field and telling Jason Taylor, who's a Hall of Famer, by the way, and Buscelli should be there as well, just wave it. Hey, you want some more of this? Let's go. Catch up, big fella. And, like, that is f***ing, I get goosebumps, you know?
He's a great player.
He really is.
You know, it's great. He got in the Hall of Fame. And
nah, he doesn't. You should be there as well. Stanzik, what's your idea here? You want to do what?
We want to send that game tape to David Baker in the Hall of Fame. Just every year, if you don't get in, just send him that tape.
Please, let's do that.
I've been a finalist. 3 years in a row, I've got David Baker calling me, telling me I didn't make it. Man. And so one of the years, you know, I was talking to Peter King, and we were talking about the process and everything. And I said, well, at least I got this for me. I said, I blocked a lot of the Hall of Famers because I played against Derek, you know, Thomas and Bruce Smith and Jason Taylor and blocked them all. And so at least I got that going for me, and we laughed about it. So we'll see. Well, maybe one day, I mean, if Stu would get off his ass.
We're going to do this.
Something.
I'm going to do it with this podcast.
Stu, you've said this like every year.
No, I know. We're going to do this. Stanzik, we're going to use this podcast as the platform to get Buscelli into the Hall of Fame. And once we do, Buscelli, you're going to let me make the induction speech. Or at the very least, Tony, you'll at least thank me during your speech.
Here's the problem. We had this conversation like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. I can't remember what it was. Yeah. And I said, like, Stu, like, you're like, I'm in. This is a travesty. You should be in the Hall of Fame, yada, yada. And I said, Stu, you get me, like, you help. I'll mention you in the speech. Like, I'm all in.
Right.
Dan's like, I can't make this up. So, like, the Hall of Fame's getting closer, and, like, they're talking about the finalists, and it's on the Levertard show. This is, like, it's like, who should get in? And Dan and Stu mentioned, like, everybody but me.
Oh, no.
I'm like, wait a second. It's not only that, like, it's not, like, a net positive, like, hey, we'll just say your name. It was almost like a net negative. Like, we're going to say everyone but you. So, like, when Stu says he uses this as a platform, I don't, like, platform to what? Like,
right.
Platform to, like, make sure I don't get in?
Well, here's the thing. I know my name's on the show, but it's, like, it's Dan Levitard with Stu Gotts. Much like his wedding, it's going to be Dan Levitard with Valerie, okay? Like, so, but listen, we have this, Tony and I, Stanzik, so you know, we have this plan for retirement. Not really retirement, just the last phase of our careers, okay?
Last payday.
Yes, last payday. So it's going to be Tony and I afternoon drive in Jacksonville. What do you think, Stanzik? Like, you can feel it, right, Stanzik? You can feel the friendship here. You can feel the chemistry.
Yeah, so what you're doing right now is, like, Dan's away on his honeymoon before his wedding, and you're just resorting to your old lover who you think you'll wind up with once Dan gets married.
Yes.
It's smart, actually.
Right, yes, you're seeing if you still have the chemistry in the bedroom right now. That's you and Tony, and you got me in the middle of you.
Yes, but really, yes, you are in the middle, Stan.
We're making it weird in here.
A Stanzik sandwich. What?
It just got weird.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no, I get it.
Listen, what Tony is, he's really the guy, like, yes, I will get with him later in life. We'll have that connection. We'll do the local drive. But really, Buscelli's the guy I want to be with all along. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
Stanzik,
right. Like, no, yeah, the one that
I'm
got
like
away.
I'm like your side piece. Yeah. Dude, I'm like your side piece. Yeah. Like, you know, it's like,
but he falls in love with the side piece.
Yes.
That's right. Yes. It's like, hey, this is like, you know, we've had this thing, but right now it's just not the right time. So let me get done with this very lucrative, rich partner that I have. And then, like, I'll go and be with the person I really want, even though we'll make no money.
Yeah, but Tony, I'm doing it for us, okay? Like, I'm saving the money for us, okay?
I appreciate that.
Everything I do, I'm doing it for you, okay?
Yeah, I think I've heard that before.
Never lose sight of it. I'm going to get you into the f***ing Hall of Fame. I swear to you. I'm going to help
Tony,
get you.
Tony, he's
the
not going to get you in, but once you get in, he's going to take all the credit for you getting in.
Oh, no. Promise.
That's
listen,
the move.
I know Stu.
Yeah, that's 100% the move.
I know Stu's moves. I mean,
yeah.
He has a playbook, and the playbook is to talk loud enough so he can take credit if it actually does happen, but not too loud so if it never does happen, he's not blamed for it.
I think you just summed up his entire career in one sentence.
Oh, f- both of you. Jesus. Stan, you can have them all to yourself, all right?
And once it does happen, you can go back and play and see. They see what I said?
I did. All right, Tony, three quick things on the way out here. We'll get you out of here. Yeah. All your kids, all their names start with a letter A. Why is that?
My wife's name starts with an A, and that just tells you all you need to know about my marriage and who's in charge.
That is fantastic. Yeah, there are no D's there, no Don's.
No Don Jr.? No T's, no Don Jr. I tried to. I wanted my oldest named Andrew.
Listen.
I said I wanted him to be Don Anthony, or I didn't know back then, cause this was before the revelation that I had a B in my middle name, but I wanted to be Don Anthony Baselli III, and I wanted to call him Little Tony, because he's little. I'm big. He's little. Mm-hmm. And my wife said, "We're not doing that." I'm like, "What do you mean we're not doing that? I'm the man. Like, this is my son. I get to name him." She's like, "No, you don't." I'm like, "Okay, his name's Andrew. Perfect."
Sounds like she's the only person you couldn't block.
No, yeah, she owns me. I mean, like, kicked my ass. Listen. Here's the deal. Let's not kid each other. I play offensive line. She's Miss California. How often does that happen?
Well, that's what I was going to say, Tony. When you marry Miss California, she names the kids, dude.
Yeah. You know what? She can do whatever she wants. If she's going to stick with the fat offensive lineman to the the quarterback gets this chick, not the offensive lineman. She's with me. Name the kids whatever you want. I don't care.
She was Miss California Teen USA. Right. Brunel's supposed to get her, not you.
Listen. I don't know how this thing worked out, but God was smiling on me. And right. So if it all did cost me, if my oldest is Andrew instead of Don Anthony Baselli III, well worth the price.
Does she know you're leaving her when I move up to Jacksonville?
I'll tell you this. You can't spend as much money as she can. I'll win in that area.
Same with my – listen, I started this podcast 30-some-odd episodes ago with my wife, Abby. She quit after the third episode because, A, she wasn't getting paid, and, B, I was taking away time for her spending the money that I was making. So, I mean –
Yeah.
Lepetard has no idea, dude.
What is he doing? Just, like, date. Like, he's gone this long.
I know.
He's on the back half. I mean, he's 50. He's not making 100. I mean, we've all seen Dan. He's not making 100.
No.
And so, he's on the back half. You know, he's down, going downhill. Why are you going to add like extra baggage now when you're like almost there?
No. But somehow I've arranged, if anything happens with them, they get divorced or anything, I get 50% of his stuff.
That's a good one.
Yeah, you like that.
That's a good call right there.
All right, last thing. What was on a Baselli burger back in the day? We are insanely jealous. It's all we were talking about before you came on is that you had a burger named after you. What was on the Baselli burger?
So it was like everyone says, like, making the Hall of Fame, would that be the biggest honor and all that? Second. Like, I grew up, like my dad, going to McDonald's. Like, my uncle owned McDonald's franchise. Like, I grew up. Like, Larry Bird and Michael Jordan had, like, stuff named after them for McDonald's. Like, no one else. And so when, like, McDonald's said they wanted to name a burger after me, I'm like, I've arrived. Like, that's the highest compliment anyone can give an athlete if McDonald's will name something after you. And so on the Baselli burger, there was three patties. This was on a Kaiser roll.
Oh,
it had two slices of cheese, American cheese. Right. It had onions, pickles, mustard, mayonnaise, tomato. Right. It was like loaded up. It was great.
Should have been called a heart attack.
I think it gave a couple people heart attacks. They took it off the menu after 1 year.
The deathbed burger.
Deathbed burger.
Listen, I fucking love you, man. I can't wait for us to spend the final 20 years of our lives together.
It's going to be great.
Man, me and a fucking Hall of Famer doing a radio show together. It's going to be amazing. I'm going to get you into that fucking Hall of Fame. Okay.
I can't wait. Listen, Stu, just so you know, you're saying this, I'm going to be listening. And when you guys do like the pre Hall of Fame show, and if I hear you talk about everyone but me with Lepetard, it's over.
Listen, I'm not going to do that. I'm telling you, I know Stanzik well enough right now. He will not allow me to not see this through because he loves what you have done today. He has become a big fan of yours. And Stanzik will force me. He will push me. Stanzik, correct me if I'm wrong. You will push me and this podcast to get Tony Baselli into the Hall of Fame. Is that fair?
Tony, what he's saying is that I will help get you into the Hall of Fame. So during your speech, I want the name drop. Don't name drop Stu Gotts. That's what he's saying.
What he's also saying, yes, he is saying that Stanzik will do all the work and I will take all the f***ing credit. That's it. Perfect.
I love it. That's America. That's how it's supposed to work.
That is America. You're right, Tony. Let's leave on that note. Get the hell out of here, man. I appreciate it. You were awesome. And thank you very much, man. I cannot believe your name was Don.
Yeah, it's great. That's how we started. That's how we're going to end. Thanks for having me. Anytime you want me on the podcast, I'm in.
Stupidity! Stanzik, Pacelli, I told you on the front end, Stanzik, I told you before you even came on that Pacelli would light this podcast up, and he did. He's a good guy, man.
Yeah, it's a pretty good plan B for you once, you know, the whole Levitard thing ends.
Yep, me, Pacelli, Jacksonville, USC. I mean, it's going to be quite the end game for me, and very much I'm looking forward to the ending more than the beginning. How about that? Pacelli, future Hall of Famer, if I can get him there.
Yeah.
So anyway, of all the things he's accomplished, all-decade team, went to USC, I think it was a three-time All-American there, generally considered one of the five best tackles of all time in football. The most impressive thing on Pacelli's resume is that f***ing burger, a Pacelli burger.
I mean, that's what he thought was the most impressive, too, which was fantastic.
That's crazy.
The Pacelli burger. What would be on the Stu Gatz burger?
It's funny you ask, because I always wanted a burger named after me. What would be on the Stu Gatz burger? I mean, greed?
There'd be a lot of grease, I know that. It'd be really greasy.
Really greasy. Little extra mayo, little mustard.
No, it would be it'd be all sizzle and zero steak. That's what it would be.
And gold flakes. And $100 bills. What would be on your f***ing burger?
I don't know.
Jogging shoes?
Glasses. Books. Alex Trebek's old mustache.
What a boring burger.
Make you smart, though.
What is a boring burger, Alex? Can I have a boring burger, please? The Stanzik burger.
Who else should we get a burger?
Oh, God. I mean, Greeny's got to have one of those fake burgers.
What, like the plant-based protein burger?
Yeah, what are they
like
called?
No actual beef? The Impossible Burger is one?
Yes. Greeny's is the Impossible Burger.
What no be bun. A
little, no bun, just... Just plant-based meat. What would be on Will Cain's burger?
The truth. America.
It would be called the truth, right?
Oh, it'd have to be.
Can I have the truth burger, please?
I mean, I don't know why he's trying to put Paul Pierce on a burger, but...
What would be on the Trey Wingo burger?
Ooh.
Extra cheese?
Are you saying Trey's jokes are cheesy? Is that what I'm hearing?
No, just Trey.
Did you know, by the way, someone told me this yesterday and then played it for me, a rapper put Trey Wingo's name in a song? Oh, the highest compliment.
No way.
How jealous are you?
Oh, my, I'm so jealous, but I think a rapper's put me in their song,
No
too.
Way.
A Juju Gotti.
I don't know if he qualifies.
I mean, he's got a tattoo of me on his body somewhere.
He's got the Greg Cody tattoo. But no, this is like a reputable rapper. I'm not clued into the rap game,
right?
Which should come as no surprise, but... Listen, people on Golk and Wingo played it for me. It says something. It's Trey Wingo.
Really?
I gotta find it for you.
I'm telling you, man, that show will make a star out of anyone.
I can feel your jealousy.
Oh, so outraged. I want to be in a rap song.
Danny Brown is the rapper.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
he's got Wingo in there, huh?
Danny Brown, Trey Wingo.
Get Danny Brown on the show. I want to ask him why.
I know. Yeah, why? You couldn't rhyme Stu Gatz?
Exactly.
Talk a good game, Trey Wingo is the lyric.
Good for him.
I know.
What would be on? I want to stay down this burger path. What would be on? I'm trying to think of who else. Stephen A. Smith's burger.
Just all hot sauce. just flames.
Even after they take it off the grill, just flames following everywhere. Just hot sauce. What would be on the Bears burger?
Wow.
It's got to be like a teaser. It's got to be like it's
three in the hook.
Can I have the 3.5 burger, please? I love this game. I don't even know if it's a game or not.
It's going to turn into a game. You know, make it a sandwich instead of a burger, you know.
I love the... just call it the hook. The hook burger. Can I have the hook? Hey, can I get a hook? The OU.
7.5 ounces.
What would be on Reese Davis's burger?
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It would be perfectly manicured.
Yeah, super clean.
Yeah. Oh.
I think it's just a plain burger.
Yeah.
Why would you f*** with that thing?
You can't.
How about the Jay Billis burger? Huh?
Ooh.
Where do you want to go there? Billis burger. A Billis burger. Billis burger. He deserves his own burger.
Yeah, there's Billis, you kind of think just like rails against the NCAA, right?
Yeah, so
I don't know how to make that into food.
Oh, I think it's just the patty itself, okay, it comes in the shape of Mark Emmert's face.
But Billis' burger is the bagel with the cream cheese.
Yes. All right, who else have we got? Let's think of who else.
What would be on the Bill Walton burger?
Oh, that's a good one. I have Fruit Loops and a tab of acid.
Tie-dye shirt. Tie-dye bun.
Tie-dye bun. It would just be a tie-dye bun, Fruit Loops, and a tab of acid. No meat. Wait 50 minutes and enjoy. I was a little too exact on the time there. It's like as if I knew.
That's weird.
It is weird.
Did we forget about Levitard? What's on the Levitard burger?
That is a great question. Fat, juicy, and salivating over this China story with a slab of may or may never come back. Stupidity!